And with me now on Fresh Air is Joe Williams, who was invited to join the Dixie Hummingbirds when baritone James Davis, the group's founder and manager, decided to retire. Joe Williams is the first new member of the group in 30 years, but he's already well acquainted with the other members of the Dixie Hummingbirds. He's been affiliated with them in various capacities for about the past 20 years. He's helped them with publicity and has also performed with the group The Sons of the Hummingbirds, in which Williams was the only member who was not officially one of the sons of the Dixie Hummingbirds. Joe Williams has been a lifelong fan of the Hummingbirds' music. He's also currently involved in gathering materials to create a gospel music foundation and hall of fame. He's also a member of the International Gospel Music Advisory Board of the Black Music Association, and I want to welcome you to Fresh Air. When did you first start listening to the Hummingbirds' music?
Well, first of all, Terry, I'd like to thank God for being here and say I became a gospel music fanatic back in the early 50s, because at that time I was singing with a group called Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. I was before Harold Melvin. No, I replaced Harold Melvin. I was a rock and roll singer. I knew nothing about gospel music. And I think Harold Melvin, something happened to him, and I was a rock and roll singer in another group, and they came and asked me would I sing in this rock and roll group. And my mother took me to the arena, 46th Market, to a gospel concert. And I saw the Dixie Hummingbirds come in. I saw the Bells of Joy and the Soul, Sam Cooke and the Soul Stirrers. And I said, wow, I've never seen guys sing like this before, but I knew nothing about gospel music. So a few days later, we all went to the same junior high school, the Blue Notes, and some other fellows that knew I sang baritone and asked me would I sing with a gospel group. One of the fellows that asked me would I sing with this gospel group's father happened to be one of the Dixie Hummingbirds. But at the time, I didn't know that. And I overheard someone tell him, you look just like your father. And I asked him, who's your father? He said, Mr. Davis, James Davis. That's my father with the Dixie Hummingbirds. And I think I became a fanatic, and the rest of the fellows could take it or leave it. And out of pity, the Dixie Hummingbirds felt sorry for me. So they felt whenever they needed a replacement, it took 30 years, they'd give me a chance. That's how it all happened.
Did this conversion to gospel music bring on a religious conversion as well?
No. Funny thing, I was a soloist years ago with a white establishment called the Children's Church of the Air. And I always was in the church, but I knew nothing about gospel. There's two different types of singing. You know, the choir singing, I was a soloist. You had to stand with your hands in front of you, and I'd sing off the sheet the music. Matter of fact, when I would go downtown, I was only 5 years old when I broadcast over WDAS as a soloist. I was too small to pay my fare on the trolley cars. Back in that time, they had a conductor in the center of the trolley car. They would say, little boy, you're going to be famous. You can go through for free. I had a briefcase with music. But this gospel thing was all new to me, but I loved the beat. I said, man, I like that beat. So subsequently, when I stopped singing gospel and went into the Marine Corps, I also tried to sing with gospel groups because the beat, once you start singing gospel, it's very difficult to go back to singing anything else. That's probably why Mr. Tucker and the rest of the Dixie Hummingbirds stuck with it. They don't know why they stuck with it, and I don't know why I'm sticking with it, but it's something in that music that makes you want to stick with it.
Well, the Dixie Hummingbirds already knew you and knew your music when you were invited to join.
Exactly.
But is there some kind of initiation process you've been going through now?
Oh, yes, ma'am. For the last 6 months, I've been rehearsing every day for 6 months, and I still don't have it right because they are perfectionists, and you have to really sing it right with them. I thought I knew a lot about singing up until the time that they gave me this opportunity, but I've been a better singer for it because now I study my part as well as the other parts. Before, when I sang with groups, you know, was this good enough? If I got my part, it was good enough. But with this group, you've got to know your part and know the next fellow's part standing next to you.
Why do you have to know their part, too?
Well, a lot of times things happen. You know, before we were supposed to be interviewed here, one of our groups, his sister passed. So that meant Mr. Davis had to take his spot, and I had to change my part and keep going. Professional groups don't stop because one person is sick, a guy dies. They keep going, and that's one thing you really admire about professional singers. They keep going, and they keep the same sound. And that's how they're able to do this, because they rehearse, rehearse, rehearse.
Well, how do you feel now that you remember? It's been an ambition of yours for a really long time.
I still don't believe it. Matter of fact, just being here with Mr. Tucker today, I said, to be able to ride down here with you to make this interview, sit in the same chair, I still don't believe it. Matter of fact, a lot of times I will forget my part. And the truth of the matter is, I'm thinking about, wow, I'm standing with the Dixie Hummingbirds, and I'll forget everything, you know. But it's kind of a dream come true, but I never really thought they would ever choose me. Matter of fact, I idolized the birds. And on weekends, when I needed therapy, I would ask them to just let me go along with them to be with them. That's been going on for 25, 30 years.
You're the first new member to join in 30 years.
Yes.
It seems to me you're always going to be the newcomer.
Right? No question about it.
How do you feel about that? I mean, 10 years from now, you might still be the brand new member.
Yes, I feel good about it because I think if I had not been affiliated with them this long, it would have been almost impossible to come into this group because they're a close-knit group. I think they were able to tolerate me because of who I was. You know, they felt sorry, a lot of pity, and they're probably going along with me more so than if a new member had come, they probably wouldn't have taken this long to rehearse and to try to get the part.
Well, it's been a real pleasure to talk with you, and I want to wish you the best with the Dixie Hummingbirds.
Thank you.
I'm really excited on your behalf.
Maybe next time I come back, we'll all be rich and famous like the rest of the guys.
Well, good luck with the Hummingbirds. You. It's terrific, and thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And I've been speaking with Joe Williams, who's the newest member of the Dixie Hummingbirds, and he's joining them because James Davis, the group's founder and manager, is retiring at the age of 69. Earlier, we heard from Ira Tucker, who's the lead singer and also one of the main songwriters for the group. Yeah.
I might say this will be the last concert of the year. We'll be in Salem, New Jersey on December the 8th, which is on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock at the Salem High School. So if anyone in that area would like to come down, and that'll be Mrs. Davis's last official program, and you can kind of say farewell to him or say I love you, whatever it might be. But that'll be our last program before we go to Florida for the winter.
Joe, do you know if there's a number that our listeners can call for directions or further information about the concert?
I really don't, but I guess if they Salem High School in Salem, New Jersey,
okay.
8 o'clock on December 8th, which is a Saturday.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, maybe you could come back again.
God bless you.
Great. All right.